the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Not everything should have a payment plan, particularly crimes.
Dude, and payment plans, every single thing that you purchase now, online at least.
Oh, yeah, even on Amazon.
You looked at it, it's like, hey, you could have this for three easy payments of 10 cents each.
Yeah, it does. It's like broken into different installments.
We do not need all of this.
If you have to, if you have to break up what I'm looking at into installments, you should not buy it.
Now, that being said,
that's always the case.
Oh, did I love the payment plan when I was younger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could have this.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I could have this Mitsubishi VCR right now if I take on the payment plan. I mean, yeah, it's going to cost me $700 in the long run, but I'll have it today.
Payment plan is the reason I had a jet ski when I lived in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you probably made the mistake that they all say not to, which is, well, if I can get this at a payment of, and then they just.
Yep.
Balloon payment you to
die. Exactly. Yeah. That's what they do.
Well, this woman from Allentown, Pennsylvania, she had a desire to get a service, but she did not have all of the money. 44-year-old Claudia Carrion met up with a fellow on Thursday and offered, and they negotiated the price for his handyman services, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they agreed on the price of $4,000. But she didn't have it up front. She asked if she could pay it $100 a week for 40 weeks.
Wow, that's a lot.
Okay.
It is, right?
I mean, yeah, it is.
So she wasn't offering interest.
No, no. Interest, no.
But she didn't want to save up to have her husband killed. She wanted him to be killed now.
Oh,
so she was asking a hitman for a payment plan.
Okay, so she wants, a little bit of upfront. And
that's usually what it is. Well, I mean, you know, you go to the rental place, you pick out whatever you absolutely need for life, like that lazy boy.
Or entertainment center, yeah.
Yeah, entertainment center, TV, VCR.
Yeah.
They give it to you.
Yeah.
You get then and there.
Yeah,
I think this is fair.
I mean, it's murder rent to own.
Now,
I think that's fine.
$4,000. There should be. I mean, that's not how it works. You're obviously going to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
She should pay
$110.
Yeah, right.
That sounds better.
10%.
Yeah.
I feel like for $4,000, he must be America's number one hitman.
Well, it turns out she made a number of mistakes. One was asking for a payment plan.
Yeah.
Two was asking for it from an undercover police officer, which is why we all.
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Wow. That's surprising.
It turns out that this wasn't the first time she's tried and failed to hire a hitman. She told police that she had tried once before.
Why did she tell police that? What?
That hitman didn't work out either. Man, my dad used to say, you don't have to say everything that that you know. Yeah. Someone should have told her that. Also, I should occasionally listen to that. But
Also, but the stakes are higher for sure when you have tried to hire an undercover police officer as a hitman. Like, maybe then is not the time to say, I can't believe this didn't work out
that
twice.
Would be the time you say, I can't believe I did this. I knew I was making a mistake, but I'm very sorry. Why does old Carol's luck always go this way?
Oh, man.
Can't stop trying.
Hardest part in America today is finding a good hitman. Am I right or am I right? Up top. Mm-hmm. Oh,
police
you're the guy.
Officers are such little tricksters.
Yep. Well,
she's facing multiple charges for criminal solicitation to commit homicide.
Neat.
I wonder how.
Seems like it worked out.
Happy the husband is to find out about all this.
She's going to have her own episode on Snapped when her husband comes in, she gets to, like, murder him in a jail cell or something crazy.
Snapped, right? Pathetic edition.
Yeah.
This text off the Straight Talk hotline, going back to Michael Packard, the guy that said he was doing his, he's a lobster diver, a lobsterman on Cape Cod, and he said that he was in the mouth of a whale for about 30 seconds, and it spit him out.
Yep.
Out of the service. This text on the Straight Talk hotline, I know my word means nothing, but I've known Michael Packard for most of my life. And if there is anybody on the Outer Cape that is going to end up in a whale's mouth, it's Michael. The guy has already been in the mouth of all other animals.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
he's already
can't stop putting himself into animals.
Been on that old TV show, I Shouldn't Be Alive, because he survived a plane crash in Costa Rica in the late 90s. And as far-fetched as it sounds, he is no liar.
No, I actually believed something happened.
I just
with
don't
the
know.
Whale.
Yeah.
I just don't know how it. I can't picture how severe it would have been. Like, I mean, I'm sure he thought, well, maybe, oh my God, I'm going to end up in the belly of a whale.
But the whale that tried to eat him is like the golden retriever of whales. It has a real soft mouth. Like, you can have a golden retriever hold
a very gentle.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas, like, I give it to my dog, I'm all over the place. Yeah. You don't want to be in that mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like me. You give me an egg, I'm going to bite it down on it.
Yeah. Get a chop on that thing.
Not a whale.
Yeah. Get that egg.
Well. I mean, they don't like eating big stuff. No. They like krill.
No, they just open up their mouths. They really don't even need teeth, honestly.
No, they just filter it right through.
Yeah. It's good that we have time to biologically re-engineer whales this morning on the show.
We have time to re-engineer almost anything.
Yeah,
animal-wise.
Plenty of time.
Put my balls inside of me. I mean, let's not. Why stop at whales? Get rid of whale teeth. Take away the pain that comes from hitting my shins.
Definitely more meat on the front of the leg.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do we have skin on the outside? The bone should be on the outside.
Yeah.
Like an exoskeleton.
Yes.
We should be more bug-like.
Well, can we just get rid of fingernails while we're at it, too? Like, what's the point?
Yeah, but, well, they help pick up dimes, though.
Yeah, and how are you going to undo knots? Nice job, meat fingers.
What are you going to chew on?
I don't use my fingernails to undo knots.
How do you get knots out?
Yeah, like if it's a really big
knot. Like the tip of a pen and I just...
Oh.
Duh.
So you need a tool.
Works pretty good.
I'm engineered with tools built in.
How am I going to scratch every random bump on my body until it's a crater?
See, that would be good if you just had nubs and no nails.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Itching would be the worst.
You'd have to do what everybody did in grade school. Hold a compass and scratch it with the needle.
Yes, you could do that. Or finally, you have to do what certain people have been telling me my entire life. Like, well, just rub around it. It's the same.
Itch on the side.
Just touch it.
That just draws attention to it and makes you want to itch it more.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
I would like to scratch it until it bleeds, and then it burns. And then I'm going to scratch it again in my sleep, which is really going to suck. And then I'm going to shower, and it's going to burn again.
Yeah.
And then when it itches later, I'm going to scratch it again.
Damn right. That's how we all do it.
And if you're lucky, in a few days, there'll be some pus involved.
Yeah.
We have an extra couple of minutes, and we could play the game we created last hour called The Opposite Game. Now, this is inspired by Joe trying to think of what you call a jet ski while telling a story. And he said, oh, God, what is it? Opposite of a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of this game is the opposite game. Say any object or thing and then point to someone and they have to name the opposite of that object. Hot Wings, what is the opposite of a tree?
Oh, a rock.
Okay.
It doesn't grow.
That's good.
I can't think of anything better. Steve, what is the opposite of oxygen?
Nitrogen?
No. The answer is water. Mm-hmm. Kelly.
Yes.
What is the opposite of
the answer?
What is the opposite of wheat?
A sponge.
Why?
You just asked what the opposite was. Yeah. You didn't ask why.
Well, I'm asking you now.
You ever try to make bread out of a sponge?
Yeah, thank you. Wow, that's a great reason. Yeah. Thank you, Hot Wings, for
racist. It's a potato.
It's the opposite of wheat?
Yeah, because you can make bread out of it, but it grows into the dirt instead of out of the dirt.
Pretty clever.
Ooh.
And it's the opposite of a tree, too.
Good.
As a punishment for being wrong, you have to eat a sponge. Joe.
Yeah.
What is the opposite of a mountain?
A trench. A big trench.
Yeah, that one actually seems pretty obvious. Yeah, valley.
A valley.
I wanted him to overthink it and be like, Blockbuster Video. All right, someone else do one.
What's the opposite of ice cream?
Broccoli.
I was going to say cereal.
Can't argue with that.
Maybe.
Because it's liquidy and crunchy.
Would you ever? You'd eat cereal for dessert.
I think
you
eat broccoli for dessert, though. Like soup.
Oh, yeah.
Soup is a good soup. Broccoli soup.
Chicken broth.
Yeah.
No. It's got to be a watery soup.
Yeah.
Can't be anything creamy.
It's got to be something called fire cream.
Yeah.
fire cream.
That's my favorite soup.
Icy hot. Opposite of ice cream.
That's what it is. Yeah. A bowl of it, though. Edible icy hot.
Oh, God. A bowl of menthol ice cream.
Gross.
That's dumb.
Let's see. Steve, what's the opposite of cigarettes?
Something good that you're allowed to.
Cold breath.
Yeah.
Cold breath. So you're just outside breathing?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know what I could go for? Definitely not a cigarette. Quite the opposite. Some cold breath.
Nothing like taking a kicking back and having a cold breath.
It's so good after tacos.
Oh, man. The other day I had sex, and it was the most refreshing cold breath afterwards.
Mm-hmm. What's the opposite of coffee?
God. Rachel, what's the opposite of coffee?
Tea.
Oh,
no.
No, that's like its sister.
No, yeah.
No, it's got to be cold.
Okay, like
it's got to be cold
water.
And solid.
No.
Well, then the opposite.
Something cold, solid, and makes you sleep, like a ball peen hammer.
A Circle K slushy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys are just doing my job for me now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's another opposite thing you want me to do?
Well, I was just trying to think of what goes best in the morning with cold breaths. That's all.
What's the opposite of an airplane?
A boat.
A submarine.
Submarine is the answer.
Seems okay. So obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, I saw a boat fly on the video this weekend, so it can't be a boat. It is, you're right, a submarine.
Saw a boat fly on a video?
Yeah.
A flying boat?
Some dudes had this, like, wing on top of, it was one of those, like, Navy SEALs pontoon, like, inflatable pontoon-looking things.
Oh, yeah.
With this wing on top, and, dude, they just took off. Mm-hmm. There they went, and they did not. It did not stop when I thought they should stop.
They just took off.
I gotta find this video.
They're
it really
still
is.
Going to this day.
It looked amazing. God,
Kelly,
all
what
boats
is
boats should be able to fly?
Yep. What is the opposite of blood?
Blood. The opposite of blood. Okay, so something that's warm. You like to suck on it a little bit. So maybe something that's cold that doesn't leave your body.
Do you know what blood is? What?
Pee is the opposite of blood.
Yes. No one cares if that's spurting out of you.
The opposite of blood, I feel like, would be something solid. Howings, help me out. I'm looking at you.
Can't.
A rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make sense either, does
Mm-mm.
it?
Mm-mm. No.
The opposite
You're out.
Of blood would be silly string. For sure.
Yeah, can't live off that.
I thought you were out loud. You guys understood?
No. I mean, I suppose. Yeah.
Like that.
I was thinking air.
Well, this is
put air in your veins, and that ain't gonna work out well at all.
What pretty about much silly string in your veins?
Well, that's when you said that. I went, that's definitely that would work too.
Does silly string carry oxygen? Asking for a friend.
Most definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it'd be fine then.
So yeah, you probably would be fine.
Steve, what's the opposite of a Jeep?
Something reliable.
Something
comfortable.
A Subaru?
Something that gets good gas mileage.
Yeah, anything that doesn't feel like...
Almost all other cars.
Yeah, anything, anything that doesn't feel like you ran over a pallet of cinder blocks when you hit the smallest bump.
I think a PT Cruiser is the opposite of a Jeep.
Kind of. Something where the bumper stickers are always, right side up.
Yeah, and life is bad if you have a PT Cruiser. It's not good.
Idiots get access to the podcast. Segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.